Oil represents about three-quarters of Venezuela's export earnings and nearly half of government revenues, and Hugo Chavez is squeezing the state-owned oil company PDVSA to finance his goal of socialism for the 21st century. The company's also got responsibilities to organize and pay for numerous social programs. The manager of one of the biggest fields on Venezuela's Lake Maracaibo, Jose Pirella, says after 90 years, oil is getting harder to get.
So far, the production is going just a little bit down. We need a new technology that will help us to bring those oil down the ground to the surface.
But right now, Venezuelans are drenched in oil money and are enjoying every minute of it. For example, new car sales are up by 50% over last year, and gas costs the equivalent of 12 US cents a litre. It's this kind of consumer frenzy that worries financial analyst Robert Batome.
We used to be importing $10 to $12 billion a year. We're now importing 30. Well, you can't sustain that. The day the price of oil settles to a more reasonable level, which I think is soon, we're just in trouble. There's no way of sustaining the consumption. There's no way of sustaining the illusion of growth.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Nicolas Maduro, says the government has contingency plans if oil prices drop.
Obviously, a fall in the price of oil would have a very serious consequence for our economy. But today we have a very strong position because we have strong national reserves and we've created a national investment fund to save the money that's coming in as oil revenues. So if there were a collapse in oil prices, and we don't foresee that in the next 10 years, Venezuela is prepared to continue our social investment. Spending won't be affected.
Batome, American oil analysts, even OPEC, say Venezuela is producing far less than the 3.3 million barrels a day it claims. They say the real total is around 2.4 million barrels. And according to Batome, the country is becoming ever more dependent on oil.
The upshot is that where we had 11,000 industrial plants functioning here in 1998, we have under 5,000 now. What's happened? If they're multinationals, they've moved their production to Colombia, to Costa Rica, to Brazil, to Mexico. And if they're Venezuelans, a lot of them have just plain gone out of business.
Venezuela is now seeking oil deep in the interior of the country. There may be as many as 300 billion barrels of oil in the Orinoco Basin. That would give Venezuela the world's largest reserves. But the oil there is hard to extract, expensive to refine, and bring to market. By itself, Venezuela may not be able to afford the costs. But at the end of February, President Hugo Chavez nationalized the fields and may have put foreign oil company participation in the Orinoco in jeopardy. Simon Marks for VOA News in Maracaibo, Venezuela.